Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Warmer temperatures to return on Monday. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Two people are facing charges in an alleged drug bust in Port Hope. Cobourg and Port Hope police executed a search warrant on a home Thursday, apparently seizing 62 grams of fentanyl, 31 grams of cocaine, meth, and other drugs. Terry and Robert Lawrence are charged with drug offenses and were held for a bail hearing. Mental Health Week is starting next week as Lakeland's Public Health is teaming up with local libraries to promote social connection. Physical displays will be set up at libraries where residents can view a message board on why social connection matters and its impacts on health. There are bookmarks, coloring pictures, and a draw for a prize. More enthusiastic residents can participate in a challenge of activities such as talking to a neighbor, sending a message of appreciation, or participating in an event or activity at the library. Joanne Brewster, health promoter at Lakelands Public Health, says social connections improve mental health.
We're talking about connections that make people feel valued and belonging. Nobody's sort of saying, you know, you have to go out and be friends with everybody, or that you're going, think of yourself as an introvert, that suddenly you need to go out and be an extrovert. But really, you know, nourishing those relationships that make you feel like you belong, that you're valued, and that you matter. And that's important for everybody.
Every public library in Northumberland County is participating in Mental Health Week activities, which runs from May 4th to the 10th. Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander is seeking re-election. He announced his five-pillar platform Friday, focusing his next term on a comprehensive fiscal review, emergency preparedness, traffic and pedestrian safety, economic development, and recreation and partnerships. Ostrander was first elected mayor in 2018. Municipal elections are October 26th. A pop-up mobile food market is coming to Colburn on Wednesday. The Community Health Centers of Northumberland will be offering local-grown produce, raised meats, and prepared foods at a discounted price. The selection will allow budget-minded patrons the ability to purchase only what they need. This is a similar market recently held in Grafton. The Colburn event takes place at Mystic Avenue Yoga from 2 to 3 p.m. Ed's House Northumberland Hospice Care Foundation has raised $163,000 through its Handbags for Hospice campaign. 140 luxury handbags were auctioned off April 9th. Funds raised will ensure individuals and families continue to receive compassionate care at no cost. In sports, organizers with the Cobourg Legion Minor Softball are appealing for a few more U7 and U9 players to complete another team and move other children off the wait list. Registration is now open. The Jays continue their weekend series in Minnesota, and the Flyers and Hurricanes kick off round two of the NHL playoffs tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
At Cobourg Wine Cellar, wine is our passion. Spring and summer are right around the corner, and Cobourg Wine Cellar is here to help you prepare for every occasion. Whether it's by the pool, on the deck, around the campfire, or even a wedding, we have amazing wines for you to make and enjoy. We've been making wine for 18 years, and you can have yours ready in just 4 to 6 weeks at affordable prices. Cobourg Wine Cellar. Love local, buy local, love your wine. 513 Division Street, Cobourg. Call 905-373-9463 or visit CobourgWineCellar.ca, a wine expert authorized dealer.
The Lions Club of Cobourg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Cobourg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Cobourg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Cobourg. You can reach out to them online at CobourgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Cloudy, slight chance of showers this afternoon, high of 9, clear tonight, low of 0. Sunny and 11 tomorrow. Monday, cloudy, a good chance of showers, high 15. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.